If you are committed to your bigness, if you are committed to living the epic life, if you are just obsessed with living a life of passion and contribution, where you are going to be lifting the spirits or the emotions or the insights of whoever your people are, you will be met at that level.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
I am so excited to dive into today's incredible, incredible topic of you have no idea where your people are, but God does. And I think that as women, as entrepreneurs who are working behind our computers and working alone so much of the time and working with our own thoughts, and sometimes those limiting thoughts come up of like, well, I could do this or I could do that, or I probably couldn't do this. And we can get so small in our thinking in terms of where it is we are actually meant to go, in terms of where our calling is actually leading us, in terms of what God actually has in store. And we tend to think that we know where all the opportunities are. We tend to think that we know more than, quite frankly, we do. And anytime I've gotten caught in that, I can now see how much I've been the one limiting opportunities, limiting success, limiting finances, limiting fun and joy and all the things. Because what I gotta tell you is, it is a really big world out there with so many awesome, awesome, awesome people. And the more you continue to show up and believe in your best and believe in your success and believe that your people are out there, it will be revealed. Especially when you think that you're making those Instagram posts and no one's watching, and you're doing another Instagram live and you think no one's viewing it, or you're sending out more emails and nobody cares, or writing the next blog post or doing your next podcast, you have no idea who's listening and watching. And something that I have been so humbled by throughout my career, and even as recently as last hour, you know, like someone had reached out to interview me on a podcast, and it's like, it's going to open so many other doors for so many other things that this person didn't even have any idea of. And I remember the times when I thought, what am I even doing this for? Like, no one's even reading my emails. And I would get a letter from a woman in another country saying how she was going through a domestic violence situation at home and how getting my emails helped her hold on. I mean, this was years later. Or then I would get like a DM from a friend who I didn't think even watched what I did on Instagram at all, and said she was going through a hard time and my latest IGTV made a difference in her life. And so I think that when you pray for your life to be used and you ask God to let your light shine for the people that need it specifically from you, and then do the work, take the action step, get out of the comfort zone, show up, be willing to be a contribution, even when it doesn't look like all the numbers are there, even when it doesn't seem like there's super big fanfare, even when the launch doesn't go as planned and you didn't make the amount of money you were hoping for, you know, even when it doesn't look like something really big is happening, if you are committed to your bigness, if you are committed to living the epic life, if you are just obsessed with living a life of passion and contribution, where you are going to be lifting the spirits or the emotions or the insights of whoever your people are, you will be met at that level. And it's not always tit for tat, and it's not always I do this and then I get that. But when you move forward in faith and you move forward in trust and you move forward really being there for yourself, and you drop the doubts and you drop the self-depreciating comments and you drop the insecurity and you're like, you know what? I believe in who I am. I believe in what I've been through. I believe the difference that I can make in people's lives. And I believe that my life is meant to be used in a really big way. Not just settling for barely enough, not just for mediocrity, not just for, you know, the handfuls of people that you think can see you now, but for whatever the dream is inside of you. And if for you that's the big stage and the lights in the stadium, great. And if for you that's the book that's going to reach the masses, wonderful. Or the magazine that thousands are going to see, or whatever expression is meant to flow through you, I got to believe that you didn't come here for just a little bit. I know in your heart of hearts, barely enough is not what you're interested in. It's not what you're all about. It's not why you've done everything you have, overcome all that you have been trained in the ways that, yes, you have, because this light that is inside of you is meant to shine so brightly and so boldly and in such a big way that little girl inside of you is like, yes, I knew it all along. I knew it all along. I knew I was here for something bigger and brighter and more spectacular. And I knew it wasn't meant to just be impossible, never happening, or excruciating. Like, there's work, yes. There's challenges for sure. That's life. And as a queen, we get that. We're not going to be a princess about it. But the real peace that must be activated inside of you right now, and then I promise you everything else will become clear. The real peace that must be activated inside of you right now is the big way in which you are going to show up for you with full faith, confidence, and belief. That's right. Say it out loud with me. Full faith, confidence, and belief in your next level calling, in the glory days that are ahead of you, in the people that you are meant to serve, in the unique way that only you can, and totally being open to receiving the opportunities that are going to open up the floodgates so that your light can shine, and receiving people coming into your life that will guide you and show you the way, and receiving those clients who need exactly what you have to offer and the way that you get to offer it. And getting out of any of the small-mindedness of, oh, I'm afraid of what I'm going to look like, or I'm afraid I'm going to look like a failure, or I'm afraid I'm not going to make it, or I'm afraid I'm not enough. Could we just not give attention to those thoughts? Could we practice a level of emotional maturity where when we catch ourselves thinking those thoughts because we're human, that we instantly shift it, that we instantly choose a different story, that we instantly feel different, like the child of God that we are, and switch into that focus? Because when you choose your thoughts, even when it doesn't feel real yet, when you choose the thoughts that you desire to have and you play that tape over and over and over again without needing to know the how, stay in the feminine, stay in the passion, stay in the adventure of the unknown, stay in what is possible without knowing all the steps on how to get there. Because here's what I know for sure. You know the next step to take. You know the next one step to take. It might be organizing your time differently. It might be choosing a different way of being. It might be getting up an hour earlier so there is the time for whatever it is you say is important to you. It might be not answering that text, but it might be making a different phone call. Like, you know the next step to take. Just posting that one post on Instagram, showing up and being a contribution on IGTV or TikTok or LinkedIn or whatever your thing is, Facebook, whatever. Taking the next step from the energy and from the passion and from the spirit of, this is meant for epicness. I am planting the seeds. And I was reading this morning in a Joel Osteen book. And when David was young, prophet came to his house and anointed him and said he was going to be the king of Israel, and then literally sent him back into the shepherd's field to tend to the sheep. And I don't know about you, but like if someone just came and told me I was going to be the next queen of anything and then told me to go back to the pastures and tend to the flocks I'd been tending to forever, I might be like, wait a minute, isn't this done? Like, haven't I paid my dues? But not David. So David had this anointing. He kept this anointing even when he went back to be with those sheep. And it wasn't time yet, but his time was coming. And so sometimes our sheep is are what we're tending to next. It's the audience that we are in front of, even if it's three people. It's the platforms that we do have. It's the ways that we do get to practice our message or our voice or our writing and in whatever way we're meant to communicate. But don't think that that's where you're meant to stay forever. Don't think that because you're tending to a certain number of sheep right now, that the anointing isn't on you to be the leader that you are meant to be, that there one day will be a different platform. There will be more of something for you, and it will come at the perfect time in the perfect way that God has designed. So open yourself up to the possibility. Yes, stand in the power of that belief, seeing it and calling it in, and also being available for the divine timing so that when your time does come, you will know it, you will answer the call, and you will walk forward with the grace of the queen that you are. And when we get out of that princess mentality of like, this isn't making a difference and nobody cares, and no. We just eradicate all of that kind of conversation from our thinking. And in the profound power of the belief in that inkling of the dream that you have, I don't believe that you don't have any idea of what's next. I have a greater thought that you may not know that the exact steps to take to get there. And that's more than fine, because if you knew the exact steps to take to get there, your dream wouldn't be big enough. You wouldn't need a God job. And anything less is going to not be dazzling. So open yourself up to the God job. Open yourself up to the majestic ways that are happening behind the veil and the invisible realms and the angelic realms. You have no idea who God's going to be sending in your path, even later this afternoon. You have no idea what opportunities are waiting for you. Who else has been working for so long or so hard or potentially not seeing the payoff? But when you and that person come together at just the right time, shazam, abundance, greatness, contribution, all the amazingness. So do the work that you're meant to do here today. Get clear on who you're meant to serve. Spend time honing the vision. Lay the foundation. Do the groundwork that is necessary so that when that platform comes, when that microphone shows up, when that camera red light is on, then you just know that this is your time and this is what you're here for and this is what you have been preparing for, literally, for such a time as this. So just don't get caught up in thinking that you have the full view of the horizon, that you know all of what's coming, that you know how this is going to play out. If you limit yourself to what you know, you will be disappointed. But if you open yourself up to the surrender, to the unknown, to the playfulness, to the God job that is waiting for you, you're not only going to dance in delight, you're going to dance in victory. Victory, like knowing that you came here for a purpose and you claimed it and you said yes and you fulfilled it. You got out of your own way. You got out of your insecurity. You got out of the thinking of what everyone else would be thinking of, that's not possible and you can't do that, or that's going to take too long or be too hard, or you're not the one, whatever, you're too old or you're too young, or wonk, wonk. Nothing's impossible for God. So why don't you just show up and say, yes, God, use me. yes, God, I want my life to show others what's possible. I want to experience the impossible myself. I want to see what else I'm meant for. And I want it to make a really big difference in the lives of others, because that's what the meaning of life is about for me. You say that prayer and you play that over and over, you're just going to keep taking the next step and the next step and the next step. And you're going to see grace and you're going to see favor. And you're going to, even when the disappointments come in, you're not going to experience them in the same way, because you're just going to be so committed to that vision. Like, okay, well, you know, kind of dodge a bullet here and, you know, not participate in an argument there and not get distracted here and just keep asking how it can happen. Keep saying yes to the little whispers, to the little inklings. Keep wondering what other awesome experience is going to show up in your life today and tomorrow and this weekend. And when you keep anticipating your good, it's what you're going to keep getting. And people are going to look at you and they're going to be like, well, she's just lucky, or how does she do that? And you're just going to know that it's not about luck. It's about activating your faith. It's about believing in what is possible, not what is in front of you. You have the ability to see things not as they are, but as they could be. So if there's that dream in your heart to serve people in a certain way and to just be filled with passion and love who you're surrounded by, and just seeing your gifts and your talents be so fully utilized and expressed. Yes, Queen. This is the kind of life that has been in store for you all along. Some other humans got afraid. Some other humans lost their way. Some other humans lost their faith, and then they taught us the ways of the world based on that. But that's not why you're here. And that's not why you're meant to be queen at this time on the planet. You're meant to remind people of their soul's calling, of what is possible, that transformation does exist, and that miracles are available for everyone, and including you. So let's start today, living by example, deepening the faith, being dazzled by the vision, and knowing that the ultimate God job, it's waiting for you. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for your vision for our lives. And we ask that you would open the eyes of our heart. Let us start seeing more clearly in the spiritual realm, seeing what is possible, seeing what is meant for us, seeing what is coming, so that we can properly prepare. Let us use today and every day the way you've designed it to be the foundation that we will be able to have your light shine through us. Show us how to think bigger. Show us how to believe bigger. Show us how to receive bigger. And we pray all of this believing, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, Queen, I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved sharing it with you. And if you want to connect more and be the first to know what's coming up in all things Gina DeVee and the world of divine living, text me. My number is 1-310-421-0704. That's 310-421-0704 if you live in the United States or Canada. Once I put your number in my context, get ready to receive motivation, queen tips, BTS, sneak peeks, and all the good stuff right in your texts.